Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, Westchester Talk Radio presents Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. And now, here's the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She's the world's fastest talking woman. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World with your host, Fran Capo.
Hey, woo! Thank you, Jim. Always pleasure seeing you since I saw you last time. And you know what? I love it because last time I was here, filled with people. Guys, you could come on down if you want to see a movie tonight at 8 o'clock. We're showing the movie Stars. And as you know, Fran's World is all about humor, health, happiness, and living your dreams. And that's what I'm excited about because, of course, all my guests that I always have on the show fit in one of those categories. Plus, they're my friends, so they love doing these things. But since I saw you last, well, I didn't see you because I'm on the radio, but since I was talking to you guys last, I actually went zip lining over Niagara Falls because, you know, live life to the fullest. It was fantastic. It was great. They actually weigh you in front of everybody, which is not a thing I like to do. But luckily, I met the criteria because it would be very embarrassing if they were, lady, you're too much. You got to get out of here. Lady, you don't weigh enough. So I was able to zip line across the falls. I had some clients with me, and we took them all around Niagara Falls. By noon, they were exhausted, and then we just relaxed. But today, we have a show filled with energy, so I'm not going to take too long to introduce my first guest. I'm very excited. I've known Pamela Kramer for years, and, you know, this woman has done so much, but let me just give you a little introduction to her. She's been a casting director and producer for over 25 years, and she is the owner of Bradley Baron. She has cast hundreds of commercials, industrials, voiceovers, along with indie films and television. Her clients include the U.S. Army, Mercedes, Tailgate 48, the Big Ten Network, Microsoft, Pepsi, Kraft, on and on and on. So many people she's worked with. And in addition, in casting several television pilots for VH1, MTV, the History Channel, as well as 30 episodes of Comedy Central's hit TV series Strangers with Candy. But she's also an executive producer of the paranormal drama television show Absent Witness, based on the real-life psychic medium Carl Petrie. And in another side of Pam, this is a side that not everybody knows about, she's also an energetic body healer, and we're going to talk to her more about that in case you go, what is that? And a clairvoyant. She's my very special friend. Please welcome to Fran's World, she's already in it, Pamela Kramer.
Thank you, Fran.
Oh, so low energy. What's the deal? No. As soon as we start, I have all those. Yeah, thank you, Fran.
I'm on reserve.
All right. So, Pam, just to give people a little bit of your background, because, you know, sometimes when people have an aspiration to do something, they think, you know, when they look at someone successful as yourself, that the person just automatically got it. But, you know, you work your way up. And I think it's interesting for people to learn how people get to their level of success. So when I first met you, you were a makeup artist at Rascals Comedy Club in New Jersey. So how did you go from being a makeup artist to a casting director and now producer?
Well, I've always been involved with both aspects of casting separate from makeup, and it's like taking a duck to water, you know, and just segued right into it, and before I know it, I was just casting. Well, I started out with helping other casting directors with major motion pictures behind the scenes, so you won't see my credits, and it parlayed after several years.
So it was like a natural flow of going from one thing to the other and making networking contacts along the way.
Yeah, make a lot of friends.
Exactly.
A lot of friends.
Because you don't know when you need those friends again.
Yeah.
So let's get into it because not everybody listening might know the difference between an agent, a casting director. So can you just briefly explain, you know, the difference between a talent agent, a casting director, and a producer, just in case people are going, well, what exactly does she do?
Well, a casting director is different from an agent, and here's a simple way to answer that. And one of it is that if you call up an agent and you say, hey, I want, I don't know, an albino African-American, which that's what they did on Comedy Central, by the way, and they look in their file and they say, we don't have any of them. Well, it's my job as a casting director to go anywhere to find that person. I was combing the Hemophiliac Society. I was, you know, whatever it took to find that person, that's my job. You know, agents go, we don't have in our file. I have to do it and find them, go to the ends of the world to find that person.
And you have to be creative to do it, which is a special talent in itself because you don't have a pool that you're going to.
No.
You actually have to say, okay, where would this person be that I could find that fits this criteria that they need?
Yeah, absolutely.
And people don't realize it's not just 1, 2, 3. That's something that you actually have to, you know, be creative in thinking of being how I could find that person.
Yeah.
So you explain pretty much how you get the talents for that. So when you find, do you have your own talent pool that you draw from, or each time you have to find different people?
It depends on what it is. If it's industrials, I have a lot of actors that I know their abilities. I'm on the set over half the year, so I see them. I see who's are one takers, who can handle, who need the script ahead of time. So I know certain aspects of certain talents. So a large pool of talent in that area, the commercial end of it. Independent films, you know, is another animal because it's character driven, and so you're looking for interesting characters that may not be accessible in the commercial pool that I have. But, you know, I have a lot of friends. You make a lot of friends, and then along the way, I take a little each person and I put them in a little bottle, and I keep on moving around, you know, and say, okay, I'll save you for a rainy day.
So now I have this vision of these tiny little people inside a bottle inside your, you know.
Well,
let me grab this little bottle today. But let me, do you have any anybody that sticks out, like a story that was like you couldn't find somebody and you had to like comb the earth to find someone?
Well, that's what I was starting to tell you when Comedy Central, Strange with Candy, Amy Sedaris and Stephen Colbert were the not only the stars of the show, but they were the writers. And so they were looking for a albino little person who happened to be African-American. I go, are you kidding me?
Wow, and so, very specific.
Very specific. And I mean, that's when I was starting to tell you before that I was looking at the Hemophiliac Society because a lot of albinos tend to, you know, there's a connection with that, being an albino. And I mean, I was looking everywhere. And what happened was they had another meeting. Every time they had a meeting, I my blood would go, you know, my eyeballs would twitch and stuff. And they decided it was not going to happen. I said, oh, thank you, God. So, and it's funny, a week later, I worked on an AT&T project, and there was a stand-up comic who happens to be albino and African-American. He wasn't a little person, but I said, there is somebody, and I put him in my little bottle in my head.
That's right, and then you made him get it on his knees so he'd be look like a little person. And then you could go, well, now, you know, you were 6 feet, but when you kneel down, you only, you know, 3.5, so you
know,
fit.
CGI, you know, that helps too.
All right, so now we know about the casting. Now, tell us something about you went to Sedona, Arizona, where you had angelic messengers that appeared to you. Mm-hmm. So how did this whole spiritual world open up and you then get into this energetic healing?
Okay, well, I was born this way. I think my earliest recollection of being aware was 3 years old. The ability to be able to see energy and to be an empath and not having the words, and also telepathic, not like, ooh, I can hear your words, but it was more what you're not saying to me is really what I'm hearing. And as a child, it was very confusing. And as I got older, I would have tingling in my hands and I would know that, you know, somebody who was standing in front of me, that I would see something radiating from their energy field. So I would say, hey, do you mind if I, you know, work on you? I didn't know what I was doing in the early days, but as time went on and I would have messages, I remember walking in my bedroom once and I saw 7 crosses of Jesus and I said, okay, I'm walking out of my house. So I mean, out of my bedroom. So these kind of things happened to me my entire life. And then when I went to Sedona, to speed that up, is that while I was looking for a place to meditate in the vortex, one of the vortex areas, I heard a man's voice about 2 feet off my left ear saying, we will heal you so that you heal others. And I go, oh, I looked around. I go, hello? And so it was one of those moments that I said, okay, if you want me to do this, guide me. And that's once I committed to the work, that's when things started, you know, almost magic. You know,
wow.
You know.
Wow. I mean, Pam, I could talk to you about either topic for so long because, you know, like, what does it look like to see the energy fields? There's so much to talk about. Now, if somebody wanted to get in charge, now, because you almost have, like, two separate careers going here, if somebody wanted to contact you as far as the acting, where would they get in touch with you?
My company is Bradley Barron, so it would be Bradley Barron Cast on Instagram, and that's Barron with one R.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to make an appointment with you as far as the other stuff with the energetic body healing and your clairvoyancy, where would they go
for
that?
My website is PamelaSKramer.com, Kramer with a K.
So PamelaSKramer.com.
Correct.
Pamela S. Kramer. It's fantastic to have you here. I love your energy. Hopefully
you
can see that through
your aura. I love yours.
Okay. We'll be right back on Fran's World.
Thank you.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And you're listening to Fran's World, and we're live here at Kensico Dam. We're having a movie screening tonight. So if you have your family want to come out and see this cute little cartoon called Stars, come on out. And I would like to say, of course, that Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. So, moving this show right along on this gorgeous day out here, I have my next guest. And again, each one has a passion for what they do. Now, I met our next guest, Karen, when she literally came to my house the first time to give all my birthday guests massages. She is a yoga instructor. Karen started out in gymnastics and weight training and then became a certified personal trainer. She had her own health issues, and finding little relief, she went from traditional medicine and turned to alternative healing. After she experienced this profound change, then she started teaching. She's not only certified yoga instructor, she does Reiki healing, and she's an ordained interfaith minister, which I am also, so we have something else in common. I asked Karen to come here today. Unfortunately, over the radio, it's going to be hard for her to give you a massage, so instead, she will just tell you about it, and you'll have to envision yourself nice and relaxed. So, Karen, welcome to Fran's World.
It's great to be here, Fran.
All right, so let's just start, because, you know, sometimes people think of yoga, they think you have to be, like, standing upside down in some crazy position and that they can't do it. And so why don't you explain to people what, you know, what yoga is and about the different types of yoga?
There's many different styles and types of yoga. I tend to mix yoga, depending on what I'm feeling when I walk into a classroom or I have a specific client, student. Yoga means unity, uniting the breath with the body, uniting with yourself, uniting with others. There's meditative yoga. Actually, yoga is all meditative. It's very physical. It's very physical, which affects you mentally, emotionally.
And I think that's the thing that sometimes scares people from trying yoga, because they're like, oh, I can't get into those weird positions. But you could start them out very simply so that they feel comfortable relaxing their body.
The thing about yoga, you just go to where your body's letting you go at that particular moment.
And you don't push it any further.
You never push it. You go to where you can come out of your comfort zone a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then stay there and breathe. And as you breathe, breath is life. You're breathing life into your body. That allows you to open up more and go deeper into your pose.
Well, it's important to breathe, because otherwise the alternative is not very good. What are the benefits of yoga for some people who may say, why should I get into these positions? Besides that, it may help in other areas of your life, but it is a family show. So what are the benefits of yoga?
Benefits of yoga can give you, on a physical sense, more openness, decompress yourself. It releases a lot of things that we block up mentally, emotionally, physically in our body. It's good for athletes, for runners, for stretching. It also helps you have more clarity. Be more aware of your own self.
Now, would you say there's a time, like, is it better to do yoga in the morning, at night, or just whenever you feel like you have time to relax?
I think you should try a little yoga all the time, in the morning, in the afternoon.
I'll remember that on the train the next time I'm there.
And you can do yoga sitting on a train, literally, stretching, and you can do it, breathing,
and in New York, mindful. Nobody will look at you weird.
No, not at all.
They'll be sitting there going, oh, there's that yoga lady again. Okay. What would you say, like, can somebody start a yoga at, like, the age of 2? I mean, you know, or can they do it when they're 90? Is there an age range?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
You can do it at any age. Actually, when you're 2, I happen to be one of those kids that sat on the floor and put my foot behind my head.
Oh, you were one of those kids was like, she's from the circus. What's going on with that lady?
Yeah. Yeah. We were born to do this stuff. We were born to be flexible and to move our body in weird positions. And you don't have to do a weird position. You could do a simple position, whatever works for you.
And you know what I loved when you were at my birthday party? You literally had people that had never done it and some people that had done it, and yet everybody benefited from it because nobody, like you said, pushed past where their physical body would go.
Right.
And it opens you up. Now, most people, can they get a benefit if they do yoga for 5 minutes, or does it have to be an hour?
You can do it for 2 minutes.
You can do it. Fran. See, that's good for people to know.
Absolutely. That's what I do sometimes when I don't have time for my own practice.
Now, you also do Reiki healing. Could you explain to people what that is? Because they hear it and they're like, okay, what is that? Someone's going to sit over me, you know, like, Reiki. What is Reiki?
Reiki means universal life force energy. Rei, meaning ray of light. And ki is another word for chi, which is energy. So a Reiki practitioner is, I'm going to say, attuned, trained to open themselves to access that universal energy. Just like there's radio waves up in the sky. You know, you're clearing your own self as a practitioner. You go through attunements and trainings. We all have access to the universal energy. It's all there. We were never taught when we were 2 how to access it.
So basically what you're doing, because you've learned to access it, you take it in through your physical body and then you apply the energy that you have to help somebody else get their energy in place.
Right. It's not my energy.
It's their energy.
Right. It's the universal energy. And I'm just giving them that. I use myself as a conduit.
Right.
As a clear channel to give them the universal life force energy.
You know what I love is when I see people do Reiki, you know, usually my eyes are closed, but when I see them do it to somebody else, I always see them afterwards, after they're doing it, like shake off their hands, like to get rid of any like negative. And sometimes if I see too much shaking, I'm like, boy, I had a lot of negative stuff on me. You know, what are they getting?
Well, that's what we do, because we're so open at that point and we can take on that energy because of our compassion and our empathy. With most all practitioners, we don't want to take that on. We have to keep ourselves clear and free and open. Not that we're perfect, because, you know, we're living life too, just like everyone else. We right. go out of balance.
See, and I think the perfect timing that train just passed by, because now we have all the energy of that fast-moving train is
there we
now
go.
Here.
There we go.
All right, so, you know what, again, it's always, I love to talk to people, I would love to find out more, but if somebody at least wants to try yoga or try a Reiki session with you, where is your studio located and how can they get in touch with you?
I'm located in Peekskill, New York. I work out of my home. They can contact me at KarenShawYoga@yahoo.com. They can also go to my website, BodySculptByKaren.com.
Okay, why don't you spell that? Not everybody's good in spelling, so spell it out for them.
It's my website is BodySculpt.com.
Okay.
And my email address is KarenShawYoga@yahoo.com.
And also, Karen, you do set up where if people want you to come to their homes, you could also do that. Correct?
Absolutely. I'm the traveling yoga instructor.
Okay, so people, you don't have to go to a studio and get all panicked. Oh, I don't want to get up and go to a studio. And then you get stressed, and then you need more Reiki healing and more yoga. She could come to your house, too. So check out her website, email her. And relax. Breathe and relax. And on that note, we'll be back with more Fran's World, continuing this up on this beautiful, gorgeous day here out at Kensico Dam.
Thank you.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
You're listening to Fran's World here on Westchester Talk Radio. And again, we're broadcasting live from Kensico Dam. And its show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors: Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook on Westchester Talk Radio. And you can follow me on Instagram, Fran's World TV, which, of course, makes sense because this is Fran's World. So why would you follow me on, you know, Fran's World TV? Okay, or the real Fran Capo, or just go to Facebook. All right. Now, I don't know if some of you know, probably you don't know because you're just getting to know me, but about 2 months ago, I adopted two adorable little kittens that I call Spartacus and Cleopatra. There were sisters that were found under a tarp in Poughkeepsie, along with two other kittens that were not as lucky to live with us on this earth. But the man that is sitting next to me, who I am about to interview, has an organization called, it's a nonprofit organization called Putnam Advocates. His name is Alan Gunsberg, and Alan is the founding director of the charitable nonprofit Advocates. He performs what they call TNR, which is Trap, Neuter, and Return, but they also write grants, and they also have people, volunteers, who foster kittens. And so let's just get into that, because there are a lot of feral cats. There are a lot of cats running around out there. So how did you get into this, Alan?
First, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
a number of us started years ago working with different cat rescue and TNR organizations. And starting the beginning of last year, we decided to come together, incorporate as a nonprofit charitable organization. And our primary focus is in Putnam County. And it's TNR, Trap, Neuter, Return, which we could talk about later, and cat rescue, as well as fostering cats and having them adopted out to loving homes like yours.
Yeah. Now, so let me ask you something. So how do you know, I mean, you just walk along, you see a cat? I mean, how do you know where the cats are?
Very, very good question. In Putnam County, the Putnam County Department of Health has what they call a feral cat task force. And it's been going on since the end of 2012.
Okay.
So they field the calls. So, for example, if someone sees feral or stray cats in their yard or congregating in a certain area or in a commercial, you know, back of a commercial establishment, for example, those folks would then call the Department of Health, ask for the Feral Cat Task Force, and then they, in turn, contact groups like ours, Putnam Advocats, and we go in and use humane trapping methods, mm-hmm. and we then organized to bring them to a veterinarian. They get spayed or neutered. They get a rabies shot. And if they're going back to the colony where they're from, they get ear tipped for future identification purposes.
What do you mean ear tipped? Like they get a little staple or something in the
ear? So the top pointy part of the left ear, the veterinarian clips 1/8 to 1/4 of an inch off the top ear.
So you could recognize those cats.
Exactly.
It's a way of identifying
right.
them.
Right. So we know they've been rabies vaccinated, and we know they've been spayed or neutered.
Wow. Now, a lot of the cats, I imagine, are older cats, right?
Because typically, yes. They're older, established cats. Nearly all of them are not adoptable because they're truly feral cats. They're afraid of humans. However, there are times that we find friendly stray cats. Mm-hmm. Some of those are able to be adopted. And the other thing that happens with the TNR process is, more often than not, we end up rescuing kittens.
Yes, that's how I got mine. Well, first, you know, I keep using the term feral, but can you explain to somebody what feral is, just in case they don't know?
So a feral cat, as opposed to a community cat or a stray cat or someone's house cat, a feral cat is a cat that was born and raised in the wild. Okay. No contact with human beings. Possibly there's a colony caregiver that provides food and water for them.
You mean like a human we're talking
Correct.
About?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
But these are cats that they'll run away if they see you.
Because they're scared, because they're not used to having love from a human.
No, exactly. No human interaction. And that's critical in the first few weeks of a kitten's life to get that human interaction before about 8 weeks old. So if we're able to get a cat that's around 8 weeks or younger, mm-hmm. we can socialize them. You know, our fosters can socialize them. And then they can go up for adoption.
So, yeah, because otherwise those cats are going to be, you know, scared of humans and they're not going to make good pets.
The older ones, no.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. So you do this trap TNR, trap neuter return. So you return them just so that, what, there's not just an overabundance of cats out there.
Well, the ultimate goal of TNR, which is something that's nationally practiced in here in the States as well as overseas, the ultimate goal is to reduce the population of free-roaming cats, feral or stray cats.
Okay.
And it's been proven that as long as you return the cat to the original colony and you do TNR for the whole colony, the colony will not grow. If you were to remove that cat and not return it, say, put it somewhere else, there's something called the vacuum effect, and other cats will come into that colony to boost the numbers of that colony.
Wow. So it's almost like they put out a message. Hey, we lost Sam. We need another guy. You know, so come on in.
So to speak.
Yeah. So now, I worked with Lori, one of your volunteers.
Sure, sure.
And Lori was fantastic. And my kittens were found, their eyes were still closed, and she was feeding them with like an eyedropper.
She is amazing.
Yeah. She was so amazing with the cats. And what I like about your program is, one, besides that Lori was fantastic, but two, also, that you guys come, you'll get them the shots, you know, when they're old enough, because obviously they weren't old enough yet, and then you have them neutered.
Yes.
And then we give a donation so that you guys could keep, you know, I mean, keep right. doing this, because otherwise, how do you guys pay for it,
well,
you know?
Well, we do accept donations. We also write grants, and sometimes we are the recipient of grants. And... recipient of grants, and we also have a working partnership with the Putnam County Department of Health. They provide some funding for TNR for the cats in Putnam County, as well as a few towns in Putnam also provide some small budget for TNR for those towns.
Cool. Now, do you work with that? Like, I know you have AdvoCats, but originally I went, and it was another group that introduced me to Lori.
Yes.
Because she was like, you're looking for kittens. We don't have any, but AdvoCats does.
Right. So previously, all of us, all of our volunteers and our directors, we were associated with other cat rescue and TNR groups in Putnam County and Northern Westchester.
Okay.
So as time went on, we realized... let's incorporate so that we all could be on the same mission. We all work together greatly. That's how we ended up starting Putnam AdvoCats.
Now, I know everybody likes little baby animals, you know, like, oh, the cute little kittens, the cute little puppies, or whatever. Well, obviously, you're not doing puppies, but I'm just saying.
Right.
But there are advantages to adopting kittens, and there are advantages to adopting older cats. Can you, everybody knows the kitten part, but explain why it's also important to adopt an older cat.
A couple of things. First, older cats don't tend to get adopted very quickly.
Right.
Because they may be set in their ways. Most folks just want a cute small kitten that's going to run around and play a lot. However, adopting an older cat is a great solution for retired folks or elderly people because these cats are calmer.
Right.
They're great lap cats, and they just make terrific companions for older folks.
Right, and also when you think about it, if the cat's older and the person's older... You know, you know your cat lives 16, 17 years. You don't want to have to worry about what happens to your cat afterwards. You know, so you and your cat are growing peacefully, you know, older together.
Yes.
You know, so
that,
that works. What do you do if a rescue cat is sick? We'll just briefly touch on that. I mean, you still help it and bring it to a vet, right?
Yes, we do. So if it's something that can be cured by antibiotics, that's great. We leave it up to the medical professional, the veterinarians, to determine what is the best mode of care for an injured or sick cat.
Okay, so, all right, well, of course, I love the work you're doing. I love my little Spartacus and Cleopatra. Now, if somebody wants to adopt a cat or just give a donation because they love cats, but maybe their home is already filled, where could they send donations to and what's your website so people can contact you if they happen to see a stray cat out on the street?
Sure. Well, if there's a stray cat, please do contact the Putnam County Department of Health. And in Westchester, there's also many groups that you can contact for the same type of services.
Donations, if they wanted
yes.
to do donations,
Sorry.
Where would they send those to?
Yes, so we do have a webpage. It's called Putnam AdvoCats, that's AdvoCats.org. We're also on Facebook, Putnam AdvoCats. And our email address is PutnamAdvoCats@gmail.com. And the other thing I'd like to say, I'm not only the founding director, we have Melanie Wynn and Lisa Yurko. They are founders and co-directors as well. Another terrific thing that regarding the Feral Cat Task Force in Putnam, since the end of 2012,
right.
we have TNR'd nearly 700 cats.
That's amazing. See, so you guys are doing great work, and I hope you continue to great work, and, you know, you do great work. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet the whole staff, but please, guys, go check them out, Putnam AdvoCats. And if you see a cat on the street, help it out by going to Putnam AdvoCats and give to these people who are so willingly helping out little animals that need help. Thank you very much, and continue the fantastic work.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back with more Friends World.
Thank you. Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And we're back. We're here at Fran's World Live at Kensico Dam. Tonight we are having a movie screening. And what better way? School just started. The kids are probably a little stressed, or maybe they don't like their teacher. Maybe they love their teacher. But maybe they just want to hang out with their family and relax outdoors and watch a nice movie. So if you guys are in the area in Valhalla, come out and check the movie that we're having tonight, which is Stars. And you're listening to Fran's World, as I said, which is on Westchester Talk Radio. And it's produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors, because without the sponsors, we're not doing a show. So we have Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, even though you're listening to it live, to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. And you can follow me, Frank Capo. Don't follow me in the street, I'll think you're a stalker. But just follow me on Instagram, either at Fran's World TV or the real Fran Capo, because you don't want the fake Fran Capo, because they don't want to look like me. Anyway, continuing with our health, happiness, humor, and passion, my next guest has all of that. And she is one of my best friends in the business. I don't think you have to be my friend to be on the radio show, but what I'm just saying, she happens to be, so I know her for a long time. And I'm very happy to introduce, I can't even get the words out there, my next guest, Jeanette Barber. She's a six-time Emmy Award-winning writer and producer. Besides the fact, I don't necessarily need to, give you all her accolades, but I want to. Jeanette is one of my best friends, as I said. She is known for her work with the Rosie O'Donnell Show. She was a former stand-up comic. We used to go on the road together. She was the head writer and supervising producer on the original Rosie Show. She got her sixth Emmy as Hot Topics writer on ABC show The View. She's conceived, produced, and hosted her own show on TVFN, which is a two-time best-selling author and magazine columnist. She has hosted a show on Sirius XM. She'll be launching a new podcast with Crossover Media this fall called Permanently Damaged with Banks and Barbara. She'll be telling us more about her latest project. She's also, besides just having all these fantastic, accolades as a career woman, she's also got a fantastic heart. She's a humanitarian. She's volunteered in missions in Albania, Kosovo, Congo, Rwanda, Ukraine, and the Philippines so far. And I bet if I didn't ask her on the show, she'd be sitting down there in Houston helping the people out with the hurricane, because I know her. All right. So, Jeanette, welcome to Fran's World.
Hi. Oh, my God. That intro was so long. I think people are going, that blowhard had better be interesting.
Yeah, not only that, I think we ran out of time.
Yeah, we did.
I don't have any time to interview you.
I love
now.
Your show.
Oh, thank you.
I do. I absolutely love it. You're fantastic. The guests were fantastic. I'm sitting here because, I love Pam. Karen has handled me. That sounds wrong, but she is a masseuse.
Right.
I love cats, but I'm actually learning things about them from your show.
Well, see, that's what the show's about, to be able to let people know about things that they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what I like, is because, it's all fine and good to know about the news, which you could hear on any other channel, but people don't know. What is Tibetan medicine? What is Reiki healing?
Right.
What does a casting producer do? Director do? What does, a yoga teacher do besides getting weird moves on a train? No.
How long of a list of credits does Jeanette have? All of these things are what people want to know.
So now, Jeanette, I just want to give people a little history of how we met. this is Jeanette and I met at an audition when it was for an acting role. I didn't know how to pronounce a word. And I asked a couple of the people there, and they were like, I'm not going to tell you. You're competing with me. And then I was like, I just want it. I mean, whoever gets the part gets the part. And Jeanette goes, come here. I'll tell you. And then she told me, and I was like, are you an actress? And she was like, no, I'm a stand-up comic. And we became friends after that.
Yeah, and it was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Tell them some of our road stories.
Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So I can't drive. I can, but I'm really bad at it, and I threaten other people's lives. So I drove the summer of 75, even though I'm really, really young and pretty. But I did.
Yes, she is.
I did drive that year. So we have a gig in New York. We can't leave New York City until 11 p.m. because we didn't want to miss our city gig. And we have to be in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock in the morning to do radio. And Fran asks me, she goes, I know you don't drive, but can you drive?
Well, she has a license, just so you know. She wasn't driving without a license. She has a license.
Proven that the system does not work.
Again.
And you asked if I could drive, and I said yes, never in a million years thinking anyone would actually think that it was a good idea. So we're driving, and I look at you, and what I didn't know, this was early on, and what I didn't know yet about you is that you're like a brittle tired. When all of a sudden you'll get tired, and you have to go to sleep. You have to go to sleep right then.
That second.
Yeah. We were on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and you just said you have to drive.
Well, mind you, I was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, and which is the only reason we are alive today, ladies and gentlemen, because... So I get behind the wheel. She falls to sleep. In the Pennsylvania, it's nothing but tunnels, long, long tunnels. And for some reason, and even I don't think this is normal, but for some reason, as soon as I get into the tunnels, I have the most incredible craving to just suddenly swerve into the wall. And I thought, I can't do that because I will kill Fran and the baby. And I think that's why we survived. But finally, you woke up, and you always say...
Because I literally had been asleep for about an hour, and I woke up, I go, Jeanette, we're on the same exit. How is that possible? It was like an hour later. She was driving like 2 miles an hour.
It was 35 miles an hour, and if you can't get where you're going at that pace, I do not know why you need to go there. I was trying not to kill us.
And she, thank God, I have to thank my son. I have Spencer, right. Thank God you were in my stomach, because otherwise...
No, I wouldn't have killed you.
I wouldn't have killed you.
By myself,
nice
I'd have
know.
Been a goner.
She wouldn't be here. She'd be a smashed fly on a wall. So... Now, you went from being a stand-up comic. Now, a lot of stand-up comics perform in the area. They go on the road a little bit, but you were a road warrior.
I was. I did 40 weeks a year on the road.
40 weeks, people, out of 52, in case you didn't know how many was in a year. Out of 52, she was 40 weeks on the road, and she went quickly, actually, from being a MC to a middle, what they call a feature act, to being a headliner on the road.
Well, I started headlining before I really should have, but I wanted the money. Because that pays
headliners
more.
Get more money.
Yeah, yeah, so I needed the money. So this is a life lesson for everyone. This is what you can do. Lie. I just started calling people and saying I was a headliner. Now, I wasn't a headliner, but I was able to convince them that I was a headliner. And then you get the job, and in the city, I could bomb now and then. Well, who am I kidding? But you were getting $10. But when you're on the road, they booked you as a headliner. I think you have to do it. You know, don't lie and say you're a brain surgeon, but if you think you can do it, put yourself in a situation where you have to, and you will find that you do.
That's one of the key things to any person who's a success. Because think about a person who's the president of a company. They weren't always the president. At one point, that day was their first day at being a president. You just have to have the mindset to step up, and then once you're in it, perform.
That's the same way I got my show on the TV Food Network. I don't like cooking. I couldn't cook. I actually had essays in print that said that my ex, he wasn't my ex at the time, but I can barely say his name, was on the road, and I was going to starve to death because I wasn't going to cook. Then I get this idea for a cooking show.
All because you wanted to eat.
Yeah. Well, no, I wanted, again, what's the motivator? Money.
Right.
Because I wanted a show so they would pay me. And so I just lied and said, oh, I'm a home cook. Oh, I cook at home all the time. I mean, I've been cooking my whole life. And I get a cooking show.
You see, this is the thing I love. Jeanette and I have that same philosophy of just say yes and figure it out later. But... when you have that philosophy for things you want to do, not for stuff that you don't want to do, you find yourself in a position of going, well, I'm here. Let me make this work.
Yeah.
And now, so you went from doing stand-up comedy, and then you just mentioned now that you had the cooking show. How did you get to becoming the supervising producer at the Rosie Show?
Oh, I lied.
This is the theory. Mm-hmm. Little kids do not listen to this. Go.
Not exactly that I lied. That one was I took responsibility. You can take responsibility for everything, even things you don't do. I had met Rosie working at Bonkers in Orlando.
That's a comedy club.
The first Thursday of March of 1987, and I can tell you what we were wearing.
Well, she always can. Yeah. I don't remember what I'm wearing right now unless I look down.
It's a very nice multicolor. Okay. But I always know what I was wearing. Anyway, I got hired for that show. I was hired as a staff writer. But when a show was as big a success as that was, it came out of the gate. It was a monster hit the second day. And there's a lot of pressure on that much success. So from the production company, from everywhere. So everybody was walking around scared to death for some reason. And no one was making decisions. People were actually, we started at 7 o'clock in the morning. At 11 o'clock at night, people are still there because they're not making decisions. There was no reason not to. But people were afraid to, like they were going to get in trouble. And so one day I just went, enough. Paint it yellow, make the blue bow. Yes, do giveaways, add this, and they thought, oh, well, she's friends with Rosie. She won't get in trouble. They wouldn't have gotten in trouble for doing their jobs either. But
you stepped up and then just took that position.
And so then when the original head writer left 6 months in, I was already doing the job. I was already producing, so I got the job because I started doing the job because I thought I could.
So you were acting as if, and then you became.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the best way, because you're like, well, I'm acting like the head writer. I'm acting like this. Why don't you just give me the title and the paycheck along with that?
Right, and I didn't ask. They saw it, so they did it. It comes to you. You don't have to go out and ask. You just need to attract it to you.
Now, from that show, you won 6 Emmys.
I won 5 Emmys from that show.
5 Emmys from that show. What does it feel like to win an Emmy? People always see the statues and they're like, oh my gosh, how cool would it be? Because that's the goal in this business, win a Tony, win an Emmy, win an Oscar. How does it feel?
Well, you know, it's not going to be the answer you want. It was the first one. It felt like they said our names, and it was like I heard a stray locust in the air, and all time stopped, and I was like dizzy and sort of didn't notice myself getting on stage. So, because that one was so shocking. The last one, The last one. I had never gone to the dinner before because they have a big dinner. So the last dinner, it's our last show. It's our last season. So it's my last Emmy Awards. But I wasn't eating because I was on a perennial diet. But I did drink at the dinner. So I got drunk off my butt.
By the time
we get to the Emmys, I'm literally, every time another soap star won, I'm on my feet. Yay!
And they're all going, wow, she's enthusiastic.
Uh-huh.
Look at that empty bottle next to her.
Because you never, I'd had like 2 drinks, but empty stomach.
Right. Oh, my God, that's great. And now you have the Emmys. Are they even up? Like, I always wonder, where do people put them in their house?
Well, I used to have them in the office, but now that I live and I'm back in my apartment, I have them, you know, that long hallway, I have a bunch of shelves, and so I have a few there, I have a couple in the office. They're bulky.
Yeah, I mean, they're heavy too, right?
Yeah, they're heavy and they're bulky, so they take up a lot of room.
Oh, that's, but it's really cool. I'm so
proud
of her
for
doing that. Not that she needed my, you know, approval.
I always need your approval.
Well, okay, well, in that case, I approve that you got
fun. Thank you.
How'd you get the 6th one?
The 6th one was at The View, special class writing. I believe I don't know how long the show had been on the air by then, but over 10 years, it was the first, and I'm pretty sure it's still the only writing Emmy that they got at The View, and I got to give the speech on that.
Oh, did you? Were you drunk this time?
Yeah. No, I was stone cold sober. And that one you can find on YouTube. If you put in Jeanette Barber Emmy Award, I had Andrew Smith, who was a brilliant writer, one of the other writers in The View. He taped the whole thing because I wanted to get it up on YouTube.
See, that's cool. But, you know, besides saying that was the only award that you won for writing, you also had books that hit, you know, very high up on the charts. They're best-selling books. Let's tell me a little bit about your
well,
your
the
book.
Best one is called Breaking the Rules, Last-Ditch Tactics for Landing the Man of Your Dreams. And if you keep it, if you spend nothing to do with your time except try to figure out where Jeanette Barber is, you can find me, Jeanette Barber, on Facebook. It'll probably be another few months before we're redoing that book. So it'll be Breaking the Rules, Radically Effective Out-of-Your-Mind Tactics for Landing the Man of Your Dreams.
So it's a follow-up book to the other book, which was a bestseller.
Right.
Now, Jeanette, people spell Janette differently, so spell your name so they can find you.
It is J-A-N-E-T-T-E, and Barbara's Just Like Haircut. J-A-N-E-T-T-E on Facebook and wherever. Just follow Fran. I'm always following her because she's really brilliant.
And you're working on a new project? Just real quick, tell us a little bit about
the that. It's a podcast, and it's going to be called Permanently Damaged with Banks and Barber. And I think this is really cool. It will be funny, but my partner, Laura Banks, who I wrote the book with, who I've written two books with, we were approached to do a podcast about our lives. Then we said, what really are our lives about? And we thought, let's tell the truth as funny as we can. But the truth is, we're two women who have been very successful in our lives, who always had, you know, plenty of money, everything we needed. And right now, we hit rock bottom because we both trusted the wrong man, two different men. You know what? When a 20-year relationship, hits the wall in a very unpleasant way, sometimes you find yourself in a place where you need to reinvent and resurrect. And you can be upset by that. Oh, yes, I was. And then,
I was there.
Yeah, it was bad. But then afterwards, you can realize it's an incredible opportunity.
And also, it's life-changing because then you wind up reevaluating your life and what are your priorities. And if you add humor to it, which we know is a very important thing for stress, and then you go, okay, that happened. Yeah. I need to pick myself up.
And do it again. And quite honestly, I thought that I knew exactly, and in fact, I did. I knew exactly how the rest of my life was gonna be, because it was planned, and I was positive. It was the one thing I was certain of, was that that relationship would never end. So I knew exactly what the rest of my life was going to be like, and now I don't. It's
fantastic.
That's
exciting in a totally different
way.
And I notice you're more open to trying things, because then it was a lot about the relationship. Now it's about living your life in your way, in your world.
Yeah, I'm open about life, and I'm going to get to do everything. I have another shot now at absolutely everything. So everything that's horrible in your life, every bad thing that happened, just wait a little while, turn around, look at it, and go, oh, look at that gift.
Yes. So anything that sometimes if you guys get discouraged and you go, oh, things aren't going the way, you know, they say in life that, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. I say bring your own flashlight.
That's right. Because you know what? You, whoever you are, all of you guys, you're permanently damaged too. Permanently damaged from something. And what our show is about is coming back like a phoenix. It will start actually in a few weeks. I don't have the exact date. That's why I just say Janette Barber, J-A-N-E-T-T-E-B-A-R-B-E-R, because I'll put it up on Facebook or Google Permanently Damaged and you will find us.
And you know what? I'm very much looking forward to it because you do everything with humor and I love it,
thank
but it's also reality and it's going to teach people lessons. Janette, thank you very much. And we're going to go hang out later on afterwards. Maybe we'll stay here and watch the movie together with all these kids hanging around. But we just want to thank you for coming to Fran's World and we'll be right back.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Well, that's it. Thank you to listening to Fran's World, and I want to thank, of course, my fantastic engineer, Matt, who's always by my right-hand side making me sound good. Well, actually, I wouldn't sound like anything if he wasn't here because he's my engineer. And Jim, who is our social media director and producer and also just a good friend who you'll see all around on all the Westchester Talk Radio programs. So thanks again. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening to Fran's World. Please, please, if you enjoy the show, pass it on. Tell everybody. Social media, hit like and just follow us. And follow your dreams. Till next time, Fran Capo signing out on Fran's World.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.